All five candidates for the assembly had a similar battle cry: grow the economy. And they all had different ideas for what could be Sitka's silver bullet.
A downtown dock is one of the things that would bring a lot more money to Sitka.
The city has a lot of vacant land that they could be selling, and I have a feeling that with less and less money being handed out from them, that I could see the potential that the state is going to start giving the city land.
Silver Bay is actually looking at ways to keep some of those seasonal workers here longer by, you know, adding value to the product that they put out, you know, canning more, you know, that's great.
That's Evie Kinnear, Aaron Swanson, and Kevin Knox. Aaron Bean is also interested in the revenue potential from land annexation. Alexander Allison has built his whole campaign around his big idea, building a marine haulout to support the fishing fleet.
When you lose your starter, you bring in your backup. And our starter was the pulp mill. And our backup is actually a heck of a backup. It's our fleet.
While keeping an eye on what's possible, the assembly candidates also debated what's practical. What revenue streams are at the city's fingertips right now? The current assembly decided to put a ballot question before voters to raise the cap on property taxes. If property taxes were to be increased by 2 mills next year, that would bring in $2 million. Half would go towards balancing the budget, and the other to subsidizing the electric fund. Allison and Knox both supported the measure, saying it would maintain Sitka's quality of life.
It's a whole lot easier to fix the train while it's still on the tracks. You know, before the market crashed, before oil crashed, we had it pretty easy. And now we got to step up.
If we end up having to look at $2 million in cuts and some increases in sales tax, you know, to make up any shortfalls, I think we do more damage to ourselves there. They hit people disproportionately, especially those on the low income or on the fringe.
Knox's point: if any tax has to be raised in Sitka, property taxes are the most forgiving on lower-income families. But given Sitka's affordability challenges, Bean thought the city shouldn't even consider raising taxes at all.
It's not going to help people's cost of living. If anything, it's going to make it worse.
Kinnear is also going to vote no on the ballot question. She's not convinced the, quote, sky is truly falling. She also says that the city is making cuts in the wrong places, such as closing the library on Sundays.
What has been put into the public is we're going to cut schools, we're going to cut libraries, we're going to cut things that are highly visible, and that makes everybody scared. And I think that that's a tactic. And I think there's possible ways to generate revenue, and I don't think it's by taxing people.
Aaron Swanson, who currently serves on the assembly, says he's undecided about how he'll vote on the ballot question because he's not a property owner. In their questions, listeners tested candidates on a variety of issues: working with tribal government, the role of the city administrator in relation to the assembly, an excise tax on marijuana, and how they'd allocate budget cuts. Kinnear said she'd want to hire a consultant to evaluate how the city is run and cut salaries down at the upper tier. Knox and Swanson disagreed, saying they would rather cut public works projects and leave staff untouched. Here's Swanson.
Streets are going to have to be put on hold. Any public infrastructure that is the project of the year, I would have to put it on hold. I'd put those projects on hold before I cut jobs.
If the candidates agreed on one thing, it was that Sitka needed to act now to keep people and their dollars in town. Bean, who owns a marijuana business, spoke to this.
You know, I'm hedging my bets with Juno, with the marijuana company that I've started, because of the future and looking down the road and, you know, where are we going? A lot of these shops close up and go to Huna. You got to ask yourself why.
The state projects Sitka will lose 25 people every year for the next 5 years at the current rate of out-migration. And all those running want to be a part of the assembly that reverses that trend. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.